Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 25th of July 2011. All of the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So it seems like we want tablets. Oh yes, tablet sales are up 300% year on year. Everyone said it'd be a flash in the pan. Everyone said they'll never stick. People don't want them, but it seems that they do. iPad 2 is by far the most popular tablet out there, making up something like 70% of total tablets sold. But the 331% increase is across the board as well, as even the BlackBerry Playbook has sold a few. Ridley Scott has vowed to work in 3D only. Yes, the man that created Blade Runner and the Alien series for you has said he's only going to work in 3D from now on. He's got a new film coming out called Prometheus, which of course is in 3D, and of course it's a good controversial thing to say, isn't it, to promote your movie? But if we're being forced into watching 3D, then I'm never going to the cinema again. I'm afraid I'm going to take up torrenting to get me movies instead of watching them legitimately, because I'm not being forced into something that I think's a pile of crap. Sony Cybershot have released a new version. It's the TX55. It's got a 16.2 megapixel sensor. And here's the thing, it says it promises really good images in low light, extremely low noise in dim light. It sounds very good. The one accolade that they do have is it's the thinnest camera that's been produced yet. This thing really is compact. It's the size of a cell phone. Now, Sony have done an awful lot with cell phones and cameras, so they may have some technology here that makes it very, very good. But I'll have to have a play before I pass any kind of judgment. $350 if you want to buy it, so not horrific. Apple has initiated a replacement program. If between May and July you bought an iMac with a 1TB Seagate hard disk drive, then you need to get it replaced. Take it down to your local Apple store and they'll give you a brand new one. Oh yes. And Apple is also in conversation with Grand Central Terminus in New York. Yes, they want one of the biggest Apple stores ever. It will be the biggest ever, which is fantastic and wonderful and dandy and great for passing foot trade, I would have thought. But when there's another product launch and you're missing your train, you won't be so happy then, will you? Boss has created the Micro BR80 digital multi-track and field recorder. It looks rather nice. It hasn't got an enormous amount of space to record, but you can get an SD card up to 32 gig and put that on, and that'll do the job nicely. It's certainly very portable, and it's got a pile of inputs that you can use to put all your instruments in, and a ton of presets as well as. I'd go and buy it, but there's no price on the story as well, which always makes me suspicious. Now, if you got a CD drive in your MacBook and you don't know what to do with it, well, someone's come up with an idea. It's called the Disk and Mouse, and it's a mouse that folds down into the size of a CD, and it goes and stores in your CD drive in your MacBook. It looks wonderful, it looks fine and dandy. It's probably not going to last very long, though, because if Steve Jobs has his way, there won't be any optical drives in the next iteration of MacBooks. So I'd get it while you can if you really do want it. And finally, apparently, there's a big pile of water out there in space. NASA have been studying a black hole that's some distance away, and they've been looking to see what's coming out of it, and it appears that there's an awful lot of water. In the energy that's being spewed out, there's the equivalent of 140 trillion times the amount of water that there is in our oceans here on planet Earth. Fantastic. Black holes make water. What a great idea. The only thing is, it's a really lethal oasis in a friggin' enormous desert, because this one's 12 billion light years away. Oh dear. And finally, we've got a new clothing store. Yes, if you go to our website, bageltechnews.com, and scroll down to the bottom, you'll find a banner, and that banner will take you to our store. In there, you'll find loads of t-shirts and stuff like that with slogans on it and logos of all the show, and there's some mugs and those kind of things. Every time you purchase, you're given a donation to Bagel Tech News, which means that we get to put the money into the equipment. None of it goes into salaries for me or any of the others. It's all going to go back into the network. So please, if you'd like to give a donation, then all you've got to do is go and buy yourself a shirt. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the news from today as normal. Until then, have a good day and thanks for listening.